Support for WPR comes from The Alliance, a not-for-profit cooperative that contracts with over 39,000 healthcare providers on its employers' behalf to help them access healthcare. The-Alliance.org. Support for WPR comes from Stoughton Health, an independent community healthcare organization, treating acute mental health disorders in adults age 55 and over, accepting many insurance plans. StoughtonHealth.com.
Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 9.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, June the 22nd. Well, let me say up front, I do not contribute to political campaigns. I do not sign petitions calling for some sort of public policy change. I do not attend protest rallies or demonstrations as a participant. I'm even careful about making charitable contributions, donations, so as to not appear to be supporting any controversial cause or activity, something that could be pointed to as some sort of proof that I have a political bias. Part of this was ingrained in me in journalism school, and something that had been talked about and frowned upon in the various newsrooms that I have worked in over the years in commercial television and radio. It's discouraged because it can be viewed as a conflict of interest. We don't have a strict written policy at Wisconsin Public Radio on this issue, forbidding editorial staff from making contributions to politicians or political causes, but it is frowned upon. I do vote, however, and while I don't reveal who I vote for, I strive not to have my own personal political beliefs bias my job in any way. I try to be fair. We always talk to guests from all different perspectives on this program, and I strive to treat them the same, regardless of whether I agree with them personally, politically, or not. All right, with all that being said, the question that we will explore this hour is whether it is okay or not for journalists or those involved in the journalism profession to contribute money to political campaigns. We are going to talk with a reporter who found out that there are plenty of reporters out there who have been contributing to political campaigns. His piece was posted on MSNBC.com. I had a listener who saw it and said, "Hey, I dare you to do something on this." Well, here we go. He discovered that 144 journalists across the country did make political contributions from 2004 through 2007. Most of them, 125 of the journalists, contributed to Democrats or liberal causes. 17 gave to Republicans and 2 gave to both parties. So we want to know from you, is there anything wrong with this? Should a journalist be making political contributions? Is this okay? Is this okay as long as the reporter doesn't report on the cause or the politician? Is this okay if the journalist reveals his or her apparent conflict of interest? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. And I wonder, as we talk with our guest, whether you think this is proof that the media leans to the left, and whether you think it is wrong for someone who works in the news to contribute to political campaigns or causes. Our guest is Bill Dedman, investigative reporter for MSNBC.com. He is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who has written for The Washington Post, The New York Times, and The Boston Globe, among others. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Joy.
Yeah, so why did you do this?
Well, there's been this longstanding tradition that you describe, and, you know, in a way, this is a perennial. When I was a reporter at the Boston Globe, I did a similar story just in Massachusetts about donors to the 2002 governor's race in Massachusetts. I remember there were 14 journalists who gave to Robert Reich, and I had an impression then, I think, you know, I'm in my mid-40s, I had an impression that this might be something that was a tradition in newsrooms which was not being handed down to a younger generation. But I think what we found here was that it really cut across all lines. We found people at networks, the local radio, large newspapers who had, I think the word's gotten out in the biggest newsrooms, the big newspapers, which have had rather strict policies. A lot of small news organizations have had these policies, but I think people may not have been beaten up so much with the idea that journalists are all liberal or all conservative. They may not hear the daily complaints of bias so much and be so sensitive to it. The other thing that we noticed was that news organizations are tightening their policies. Just in the past few years, CBS last year said, our ban doesn't just apply anymore to political reporters. Anybody in our news organization can no longer give to any campaign. Mm-hmm. The New York Times had done the same. And so I was curious, what was the rule? What were the policies at the different news organizations? So it wasn't just a gotcha to identify the journalists. The idea was to figure out what's changing. Mm-hmm. Our method was simply to look in the Federal Election Commission records. You know, a lot of people don't know that if you give money to a candidate, the candidate is required by the FEC rules to ask you for your occupation and your employer, and then to make a good faith effort to get that information from you. They're not required to get it, but they're required to ask. And then that goes in the public record. You can look it up online. Often those records were wrong, and so we took the additional step of actually calling the journalists to try to find out, for sure, did you make this contribution?
Mm-hmm.
And then some of their explanations were to me, the most interesting part.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of those coming up after this quick weather break, talking with Bill Dedman, who is an investigative reporter for MSNBC.com. And he found out by doing a little investigative work about how some journalists, even though they're not supposed to, were contributing money to political campaigns. And we welcome your thoughts and questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along. Hope you stay tuned. Coming up, it's Ben Marins between 4 and 6 for At Issue with Ben Marins. After 4, it's Your Views on the News. You're invited to call in with your thoughts on the week's most significant news stories. That's coming up after 4. And as we always do every Friday after 8 o'clock, it's our Friday Week in Review. We will have two guests from different political perspectives, one from the left and one from the right, to talk with you about the big political developments this week. We're talking about the ethics of journalists giving to political campaigns. Is it okay with you or not that some journalists donate money to political campaign or campaigns or causes? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We're talking with Bill Dedman, an investigative reporter for MSNBC.com, who found out that about 144 journalists across the country did make political contributions from 2004 through 2007. Most of them went to Democratic candidates or liberal causes, 125, 17 gave to Republicans, and 2 gave to both parties. You want to talk, Bill Dedman, as to whether you find that significant, the ratio of what went to Republicans and Democrats in both?
You know, it confirms, of course, to some have taken it as confirmation of their assumption that there's a liberal bias in the media. You could certainly read it as at least a little quick temperature gauge of the leanings of those who gave. Remember, this is a very small percentage of mm-hmm. journalists in the country. Maybe there are about 100,000 working people in newsrooms around the country.
Yeah.
But it's why this matters is first on the, of course, the basis of the individual reporter. You know, one of our people on the list is an NPR person, Guy Raz, covers the Defense Department of the Pentagon for NPR. He was with CNN covering the war in Iraq when he gave to John Kerry in 2004. And he says, well, I wasn't covering U.S. news. I was overseas for CNN. Well, of course, it's very difficult to define U.S. news and not include the war in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, we can see that for an individual reporter, it's an issue because it may call into question what they may cover. But the rules are now being expanded in newsrooms, not just to reporters who cover politics. And many of the people on our list don't cover politics. They cover other issues, and we can discuss whether or not those issues have political implications.
Yeah, some of these some of these people who made the donations, aren't they like writing columns on ethics and music and culture?
Sure. There's but for example, let's suppose you write about that you're the film critic, one of the film critics for the New York Times, one of the film critic for the Washington Post are on the list, one a Democrat, one a Republican. That's not a political job, except who's going to review, first of all, Al Gore's movie or Michael Moore's new movie? And then even movies that are not as overtly political as those have certainly a political or may have a sort of a cultural element to them that's involved in politics. That's one thing. Then there are people behind the scenes, you know. The wire editor is an unknown job at a newspaper. The editor in Honolulu at the Advertiser, the largest paper in the state, the wire editor had given to campaigns. Well, that's the person who decides which state and national and international news is news that day. Or at the San Francisco Chronicle, the editor who decides which letter to publish for the editorial page had made contributions. That's a gatekeeper role, not known to the public.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, if your letter's not published, the papers would just get beat up all the time. Every week someone would say, you didn't publish my letter because you're liberal or conservative in your editorial views at the paper. And so you can see from a manager's point of view, from the point of view of appearances, of protecting the credibility or at least the appearance of the credibility, which is an important part of it, umpires may care whether or not Barry Bonds hits a home run, but they don't cheer when he crosses the plate. An appearance of fairness is part of being fair. So it presents an issue, these donations, not just for the individual staff person, but even if you're the obituary writer, it presents an issue for the news organization.
Yeah, there was also a poll, I believe, that maybe it was MSNBC that said, what do you think to people? Is it okay for journalists to do this or not? And what are the results of that poll?
We you know, these are not scientific, mm-hmm. but we get 15,000 people who voted so far on the poll, which is still up on our website. And it's split. We gave them three options. Only about a quarter, one in four people have said, we think it's just fine. Journalists are citizens like anybody else. It's nobody's business what they do on their own time. Let them give. The other three quarters is split evenly between those who say, no way, it hurts their credibility. We don't want news people making donations. And then the interesting third group took the answer, yes, it's okay. We don't mind if it's disclosed. It's mm-hmm. okay if you tell us about it. We want to know. Now, of course, that presents a tough issue. How would you put a parentheses D and parentheses R as we did next to the list that we have online? Would you do that in bylines? The following headline was written by someone that, you know, today's news has been read to you by, that doesn't exactly seem practical in a daily sense, though you could publish a list once a year, but you can see why news organizations are tending to say now, no, we're not going to have any donations, even by the unknown people.
But NBC and MSNBC seems to have maybe one of the most liberal policies, saying the donations are okay as long as you check with your supervisor or something along those lines?
Yeah, we called out our own. You know, we had a couple, one of the Dateline producers. It's noticeable here at all the networks that what you don't have is people working at the evening news shows and covering the Washington Bureau generally, that sort of thing. What we had was somebody at our Dateline evening show and a producer for our website, somebody who works on the Today Show webpage. Our rule is you have to go to the senior editor for NBC News, not just your supervisor, mm-hmm. but you. Basically, it's like saying, sure, we don't tell you can or can't do this at elementary school, but you're going to have to go in the principal's office and get permission. So many people have clearly taken that as a discouragement, and it warns in the policy this would be seen as a conflict of interest.
And I take that back. Fox allows it.
Yes, the ones that allow, at the far end of the spectrum of allowing contributions are Fox News, Time Magazine, and then at the other end of the spectrum, not allowing it, you have ABC, you have Newsweek, almost an ironclad policy at the Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones, which says you can't give if it would be considered newsworthy. Some people have read that as a loophole and have given. So it is surprising at such polar opposites of a position by, you know, Time or Newsweek, which you would think of as two peas in a pod.
Yeah. And we've got so many callers. I want to talk more about all of this as we go along, but let me bring some callers in. Mark in Waterford, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I work as a registered lobbyist and work with the government all the time, and my view is pretty simple. For most journalists, I think it's ludicrous to think of banning them from giving to political parties. Or, you know, I agree with the thought that they're citizens first, journalists second. So if I write the obituaries, I really can't see that it hurts much if I give to a political party. Now, if you're a reporter on political subjects, there I can only think of two exceptions to where it might not be a good idea. One is if you're assigned to a specific campaign, you probably shouldn't give to that campaign. And the second would be the bias issue, but we all have political biases, and, you know, it's a challenge to a journalist to withhold their own bias, but that's irrespective of whether they contribute or not. I'd rather have them contribute, have it be a matter of public record and know, than have them not contribute and still have the same bias. I'll take your comments off the air. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I think that's a valid point. On the second, I question whether it's at all realistic to say it only matters if you give to a specific campaign. Let me give you an example. The reporter for the Richmond, Virginia paper who covers the State House, he covers the governor and the legislature. In other words, donkeys and elephants is all of his job all day. And he gave to Matt Brown, the Democratic candidate for Senate, in Rhode Island, in a nationally competitive race. And he said, well, but I don't cover Rhode Island. Well, mm-hmm. let's go down and ask the Republicans in the State House in Virginia whether they think, oh, it's just fine. We don't mind that he gave to a Democrat in another state. That doesn't bother us, doesn't make us call into question. No, he'll be hammered from here to the end of the earth, because anything he writes about the Republicans will, of course, now be called into question.
Yeah.
About the obituary writers, I just think our day-to-day experience is that bloggers and others who have positions one way or another do not make fine distinctions about these sorts of things. And if you work at Wisconsin Public Radio and you give to a candidate, and no one there did, then every time you do a story about any subject that touches on politics, you'll get phone calls from people who just go on the web, as easy as it is to look it up, and will beat up the entire news organization and call into question.
Yeah, that felt kind of odd for you to say no one here did, because you checked. That's interesting. Let me hold you there, because we have to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. And then we'll continue talking with Bill Dedman, investigative reporter for MSNBC.com, who investigated journalists and journalists who gave campaign contributions since 2004, found 144 of them. We're talking about the significance of this and whether this is okay or not, and we'll continue after the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Friday morning, June the 22nd. We're talking with an investigative reporter this hour who discovered 144 journalists across the country made political contributions to political candidates or parties or causes from 2004 through 2007. Most of them, 125, contributed to Democrats, 17 gave to Republicans, and 2 gave to both parties. We're talking about the policies on this issue in newsrooms and in networks across the country, and why most but not all discourage or ban the practice. Some newsrooms, newspapers, magazines, broadcast are tightening their policies to include all editorial staff now and not just reporters who report on politics. We're talking about what he found out. We're talking about whether you think this is proof that the media leans to the left, since most of these contributions went to the left. Whether you think it is wrong for someone who works in the news business to contribute to a political campaign or cause, or whether you think it's okay, as long as the reporter doesn't report on that particular candidate or cause, or if that reporter reveals his or her apparent conflict of interest. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest. He is Bill Dedman, investigative reporter for MSNBC.com, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who has written for The Washington Post, The New York Times, and The Boston Globe, among others. Let me start off this half hour with an email from Joe. Where's Joe from? Joe is from River Falls. Joe says, of course this is okay. And the fact that most contributed to liberal causes suggests nothing about the journalist's ability to cover news and culture. It only suggests most journalists that contribute to causes are liberals or progressives. What about that, Bill Dedman?
You know, I think one thing that the public doesn't understand is how ingrained these rules are in the lives of most journalists. It's something we give up. Activity and political activity is something that we give up and we always have as part of doing our job. If you watch cable television, the slugfests on Fox or MSNBC, you'll get the impression that journalists are a pretty political, opinionated group, and those are mostly opinion people, not news people that you see on television. Most journalists are relatively apolitical, not very involved. We don't root for somebody in the governor's race. We don't sign petitions. Mm-hmm. We don't put political bumper stickers on our car. We don't put signs in our yard. We don't take sides in politics, and it's just something you give up. It's just part of the journalistic ethic and has been for a long time. Doesn't mean that we have to be cut off from our community. We coach Little League. We go to church or temple. We may even serve on the board of a private school that the kids go to, or the community center. But what happens is that you have conflicts that are presented where people will not trust you if they think that you're on one side or another. Mm-hmm. Yes, journalists are citizens, and we certainly have a First Amendment right to give. But just as people in some other jobs give up certain things. Let's imagine you were appearing before a judge, and the judge said, yes, you know, certainly I own stock in the company that you're suing. Or, yes, I'm the brother-in-law of the guy who hit your car. But, you know, when I put on this robe, I'm a professional, and I can set that aside, and it doesn't affect my judgment at all. I think you would say, Your Honor, I completely trust that you're able to do that, and I'd like another judge. But you can't do that when you're reading the paper, you're listening to the radio or watching TV. You don't know the biases. You don't know the backgrounds of the people involved. And so this appearance question isn't a facade. Certainly it wouldn't help if people were slipping liberal or conservative things into articles, but then trying to pretend to be fair. No, that doesn't help. Being fair is important. But appearing to be fair is part of the game. And one thing I noticed in the emails after the story was posted is that many working journalists said how distressed they were at these 144 people, and there are others who were in effect really hurting the profession for the rest of us by giving, and then by some of their defensive and sometimes clueless comments when we called to ask them about it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't want to pick on people, but I thought that who was the, it was, it's the ethics guy. I can't remember his.
Yeah, Mr. Randy Cohen.
Randy Cohen,
you know, a
yeah.
lot of people picked his, if you had a vote, a lot of people would think his was the most amazing comment. He's a former comedy writer. He wrote for Rosie O'Donnell's show. He won some Emmy Awards, and he started writing a freelance column, and it's in the New York Times Magazine and is now syndicated to
the
papers
ethicist.
Across
mm-hmm.
the country. It's called The Ethicist, and he answers reader questions and has answered caller questions on ethics for NPR. And he gave $585, not a lot of money, but it's a donation, to MoveOn.org, which ran Get Out the Vote efforts to defeat President Bush in 2004. And he said, yeah, that was me. I gave the money. And he said, the policy does apply to him at the Times. Even freelancers at the Times are not allowed to give because the stated policy is, look, our readers don't know who's a staff person, who's a freelancer. So he said, look, I thought of MoveOn.org as nonpartisan. It's not a party or a candidate, but of course, you know, it is. Sorry, I have children knocking at the door.
I was going to say, someone's
okay.
at the door.
All right. And
Anyway, he was saying that he didn't think MoveOn.org was political, which a lot of people probably raised their eyebrows at that.
Right. What he said was, look, you know, in newsrooms we let people give to the Boy Scouts, we let people give to the Catholic Church, but he said, you know, the Boy Scouts discriminate against homosexuals, so that's an ideological position. The Catholic Church has a position on abortion, that's an ideological position. So a lot of people thought that MoveOn.org was clearly a more partisan group than the Boy Scouts or the Catholic Church.
Let me get more callers in. Laura in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I that last comment is very telling. I mean, do we ask people whether or not they use birth control before we allow them to write on issues like abortion? I mean, let's get real. This is, I think it's very naive to assume that the people writing our news or producing it or the editors at our newspapers, that they don't have opinions. I do journalists take some sort of an oath? Is this, are our newsrooms sacrosanct somehow? I just don't, you know, I don't know where this notion really comes from. What about talk show journalism? The Free Press and the Center for American Progress just reported on how the right-wing bias in talk shows, political talk shows, is rampant.
We can get into a big debate as to whether a talk show host is a journalist, and most many would say no. But what about that, Bill Dedman?
You know, journalists have opinions. Mm-hmm. But I'll go back to the sports analogy. Let's ask the caller. I mean, do you want the referee at the basketball game to applaud after a good play? You know, they may think it's a good, but that's not their role. Journalists are in a gatekeeper role. They're deciding what gets published and what doesn't, what's on the air and what isn't. The role that they have in society is important. It's an important idea of giving people the information, giving the public the information they need to function in a democracy, and if you have someone cheering for one side or another, I mean, if you want to get, some people have said you've previously had the opinion, the idea. Well, you know, they already have the bias. The lobbyist caller said they already have the bias. Mm-hmm. The donation follows the bias. But we all know, I mean, psychologists call it cognitive dissonance. We all know that once you've put money on the horse, mm-hmm. you're rooting for the horse. Once you've picked this person to go to the prom with, you're more likely to see that person's good points and not their faults.
Yeah, but Bill Dedman, do you vote?
I certainly vote, mm-hmm. but voting is giving money to a candidate is a step far beyond voting. Right? It's a public mm-hmm. show of support. It's listed in the public records, right?
I certainly vote, too. But sometimes I do wonder if it goes too far. For instance, I've volunteered for and I have contributed money to my local humane societies. But sometimes there's, you know, controversial issues in the news regarding animal welfare and animal cruelty, and et cetera. So maybe I cross the line. Do I have to, you know, and in fact, I just talked about puppy mills in my last hour. Maybe I should have disclosed that in the past I've contributed to humane societies.
Yeah, a lot of journalists, I mean, you could be legalistic about it. You could say, well, is it a 501c3 which you can't lobby, or is it like Greenpeace or the Sierra Club or the National Rifle Association, which is a 501c4 which can lobby? A lot of journalists just don't give to groups which might be involved in issues, and you'd be surprised how often it comes up.
Oh, I know. You know? I think about it every time.
I mean, in my little town, I sure would like to have better cell phone reception near my house. I have to walk up to the end of the driveway to get it to make a cell phone call. But you know what? When the planning board is deciding whether or not to put a cell phone tower to allow one near my house, I can't go down to the planning board and stand up and have an opinion about that, because that's something that I give up in my role as a journalist.
Talking with journalist Bill Dedman about his piece on journalists who give to political causes and campaigns, and we'll continue after we check the weather. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8, it's the Week in Review, when we talk with two guests from different perspectives about the big political news stories of the week. Today, we welcome in, on the right, Dave Blaska, on the left, Ben Mansky. We're talking about the ethics of journalists giving to campaigns and political causes. Bill Dedman, our guest, he is an investigative reporter for MSNBC.com. His piece on journalists who are giving donations to campaigns posted on the website. And Julie in Milwaukee is our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I'd like to say, in method of disclosure, that I consider myself progressive. But I don't necessarily consider that means I vote Democratic. And I think that the true meaning of liberal and conservative are very much confused sometimes in this country. I mean, I don't consider George Bush conservative. I think he's regressive or whatever.
Yeah, so what about the journalists giving to the campaigns?
Well, I think journalists are in the news business, and they are probably much better informed than the average American citizen. And I think it's all right, but a lot of your callers have made some very good points about there's different ways of being biased. And so I think, you know, some disclosure is good, but I think it would be naive to think that people who cover, you know, and who are aware of a lot of the news don't get some sort of opinion going.
Yeah. You know what, Bill Dedman, I meant to ask you, who gave to Republicans and who gave to both?
There were a couple who gave to both who said that they gave because they were friends. Jane Bryant Quinn, the columnist for Newsweek, had a friend. She gave it to a Democrat and a Republican running for Congress. Some of the Republican donors were, for example, a senior editor at Forbes magazine, Jane Briggs, gave to Republicans, and also serves on the board of a nonprofit group who part of their activity is to question whether or not there's global warming. They've gotten a small amount of their funding from ExxonMobil, and she serves on their board, and their list of board of directors identifies her as helping sort of carry the flag with journalists to get them to pay attention to this group's research. One thing I've noticed is that people are upset when they hear about someone whose opinions disagree with theirs. Like the liberal caller may be bothered by that Forbes person, but not so much by the. But I when I think about it, I think that even when someone generally agrees with you, do you really want to get? You know, let's suppose you're a liberal reader of the New Yorker, and you know that the New Yorker endorsed Kerry and has written columns against President Bush. You know that the comment section in the front of the magazine frequently takes swipes at the president. But back in the magazine, when you read their reporting from Iraq, does it bother you that George Packer, who covered the war in Iraq, as given to Democratic candidates, that Mark Singer wrote the profile for the magazine of Howard Dean and then gave to MoveOn.org, that the 15,000-word profile of Mrs. Carey, Teresa Hines Carey, was written by Judith Thurman, who then 10 days later gave money to the Democratic Party. Even in a magazine where its editorial views are known, don't you want to be getting your reporting from the field, your reporting on politics, on the war, from someone who hasn't already taken sides one way or another?
Yeah. Thank you, Julie. Steve in New Auburn, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Your guest Bill had said journalists were the gatekeepers. I find that to be, on one extreme, kind of humorous. It seems to me that the owners of the media are the gatekeepers. I think we all have our biases. I don't know. To me, I find this whole thing to be sort of a smokescreen for the real issue, which is who owns and dominates the media.
What about
that's a fair question. Mm-hmm. You know, we did not include owners and publishers who by the rules that all the news organizations are allowed to give. So, for example, you know, I work for MSNBC. It's co-owned by NBC. NBC is owned by NBC Universal. There were GE executives who owned NBC who'd given many of them to Republicans. You could build an argument that matters more. I can practically tell you that I think the caller is incorrect about influence in the news. I've been in the news business a long time, and you know what? Publishers don't come out and tell reporters what to write. Mm-hmm. We have a one thing the internet's done for us, I think, is increased transparency. That with all the blogs and media websites out there, what doesn't happen the way it did when I was starting out is the sort of spiking of stories where you're investigating the local something or another and the publisher doesn't publish the story. You know, today in a heartbeat that story gets emailed around, it gets posted online. Everybody knows that. You'll embarrass your news organization. And the owners stay the heck out of the newsrooms.
Another email, maybe this is from Vince in Fort Atkinson. Is your guest this morning trying to tell us that reporters do not have investments in major U.S. corporations and that such reporters do not on occasion report on news surrounding labor or other issues with such corporations?
I'm sure there are violations. This is an important topic, too. In other words, the existence of one kind of conflict doesn't mean that the other kind of conflict wouldn't be important. Most news organizations have similar rules for business reporters and editors. The Boston Globe, for example, the business editor, the deputy business editor, the people who are deciding what business coverage gets in the paper, and then the reporters on specific beats are not allowed to invest in those companies. This would be the rule at most news organizations. Yeah.
David in Fort Atkinson now. Hi, David.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
Good.
Look, I'm a conservative-leaning individual, but I think that your guest is entirely wrong on this matter. I have no problem with reporters donating to political campaigns or political action committees. It is part of their right. You have to remember that the words of the Declaration, you know, that we have certain inalienable rights, and that governments are instituted among men to secure these rights. And it is the right of an individual to contribute to or participate in the political process. I think what has to happen, though, is, see, this whole business about banning political contributions doesn't go to the heart of the matter. The person is still going to have their political biases. And whether or not they contribute, they could still potentially write biased. What needs to happen is the newsrooms around the country need to be more vigilant as to tracking how reporters write. Perhaps what needs to happen is the editorial staff needs to be balanced, put more conservatives in the newsrooms, have stories reviewed by conservatives or liberals, you know, their political counterparts.
Yeah. All right. Have a list. Have a test as to who is a liberal and a conservative in the newsroom, Bill Dedman.
Well, what we need is, of course, not more opinion on one side or another. What we need more, as the caller at heart is suggesting, is we need more fair reporting. The caller starts to cite the Constitution, and this raises a legal question. And legally, the caller is incorrect. There have been cases that deal with this question of whether or not it's legal for news companies to make these kinds of restrictions. The key cases from Washington State where a reporter, education reporter, everybody agrees she was doing a good job of being the education reporter, was a gay rights activist and was the initiator of a statewide ballot campaign on a non-discrimination question. The newspaper found itself covering her testimony before the legislature. She was lobbying legislators. Members of the legislature were calling the editor saying, is she representing the paper or herself? And the paper moved her to the night copy desk. And she sued, and the court said she certainly has a First Amendment right to do all these activities, and that is trumped by the paper's right of free press. That is, the paper can control its own news operations.
Yeah.
And part of that is the appearance of objectivity. And if it wants, if it says that it can't have reporters out there lobbying the legislature, it's certainly within its rights. So yes, people, citizens have rights, but it is something that journalists give up.
Yeah, well, we only have 30 seconds to go, so I'm afraid we won't be able to give adequate time to the question as to whether newsrooms should be hiring more conservatives. Maybe we'll leave that for another day. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks.
Bill Dedman, investigative reporter for MSNBC.com, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who has written for many publications. His piece on journalists giving campaign contributions is on MSNBC.com. Thanks to Karen Prager and Christy Taylor for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.